Tech Guerrero is enjoying a sunny afternoon at the Dallas Zoo. His full name is Jose Antonio Guerrero Castillo, but everyone calls him Tech. And he's here with his mother, Maria Luisa Castillo Rocha. Tech stands behind Maria Luisa's wheelchair, snapping photos of lions.
She's a retired banking manager for international banking in Mexico City, so she used to be very social and very verbally engaged.
The zoo's Wild Gatherings program is designed for people like Maria Luisa with early stage dementia.
And we're here because we are hoping that she will oil those motors of social engagement with her.
The program gives Tech a chance to connect with other caregivers, and his mother gets to embrace nature. A zoo employee brings around a lion's skull for her to hold.
Yeah, you can see the teeth right here. Yeah. Look at that.
90-year-old Maria Luisa has been diagnosed with vascular dementia. Symptoms can include trouble paying attention, problem solving, and slower thinking. Decades ago, Maria Luisa mentored other young women in her professional life. Friends and coworkers knew her as someone you could confide in.
I did not learn that my mom had any form of dementia until probably 1 or 2 years after she had been diagnosed. And obviously, being the person affected by it, she didn't really pay a whole lot of attention to it.
Tech was concerned when his mother started showing symptoms, and he began making longer visits to Mexico. It took some convincing, but eventually they decided she should move to Dallas. Today, Maria Luisa's new home is optimized for her care. Tech stores her pills in plastic bins, neatly labeled and stacked in one of his closets. On the patio, Tech's husband Michael Street keeps a lush garden where Maria Luisa enjoys some of her meals. The home is dotted with smart speakers and calendars, outlining the radio shows she likes to listen to. Michael shows me how he can control the programming from his phone.
Every one of these are what radio station is supposed to be on throughout the day. All in Spanish, obviously, from different parts of the Latin-speaking world. So she never has to be bored, no matter what room she's in.
They also take Maria Luisa to weekly group activities, where she socializes with other seniors. Tech says that time is precious. It gives him a chance to catch up on his own responsibilities. It's easy to look at his calendars, his neat stacks of medication, and think Tech has it all figured out. But becoming a caregiver has been a learning process, one he tries to approach with humor.
Yeah, you're going to hear lots of advice, but you have to separate, you know, you have to filter it according to your own life status, right? And in our family, sense of humor is vital. It's paramount. So by every now and then calling ourselves her dads, we're like the gay dads, right? Papa and daddy or something. And she jokes about it constantly.
Since taking on this role, Tech has left his office job and is now freelancing, though he looks forward to going back to work full-time one day. It's a familiar trade-off to the estimated 41 million family caregivers across the country. A recent report from the AARP estimates they provided 34 billion hours of care to loved ones. That's $470 billion in unpaid labor.
Caregivers' duties at first may be light, but over time, as the disease worsens, the caregiver, their duties can turn into 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Imelda Aguirre is with the Dallas and Northeast Texas chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. She says many find themselves caregiving without proper training.
At first, I mean, the caregiver is really overwhelmed with not knowing where to go or what to do or what resources they have available.
Work is underway to help America's caregivers. Last year, President Donald Trump signed the Raise Family Caregiving Act into law. It led to the creation of a new advisory council, which has been working on a national strategy for caregivers, exploring issues like financial security and training. Training that could have helped Tech Guerrero and Michael Street find their way.
Everyone's in a similar boat in terms of daily challenges, but I would say be forgiving with yourself for the errors that you make. Take notes every day and try to simplify life where you can.
Tech and Michael took on the job of caregiver willingly, but that doesn't mean it's always easy to shoulder. I'm Saida Hassan in Dallas.